From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has released an album in the last 6 months or so called Woman in Color. It's Ray Zaragoza. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for doing this remotely, as is the case with all of them these days. I appreciate your time.
It's so good to be here, even if it's, you know, not in the same room together. It's good to be here.
Yeah, speaking of, where is here? Where are you?
I'm in Long Beach, California right now, where I have been living since right before quarantine hit, and I love Long Beach so very much.
Is it doing okay as a place for you to be stuck at home?
It honestly is like such a blessing, because I lived in LA for a very long time, and LA is incredibly overwhelming for me, and Long Beach, like living a couple blocks from the ocean and getting to roller skate all the time, and just be a part of a smaller community that's still, you know, still like it's kind of like a small town meets a big city, Long Beach, yeah. And not too far from LA. So I love it.
You mentioned the roller skating. There are quite a number of photos of you online bedecked in roller skates. Is it boardwalk roller skating, or have you actually flirted with like roller derby and stuff?
It's really for me just like like roller skating down the boardwalk, but I do like daydream, like what if one day I could be a derby girl? How cool would that be? Oh my gosh. I don't know if I have what it takes, but one can dream. One can definitely dream.
Would you be like, what is it? The jammer? Is that what they call it?
Oh my gosh. The jammer.
Yeah.
That's the one that goes around, like the, mm-hmm. that goes around. Yeah.
That scores the points. Yeah.
I would so want to be the jammer.
Well, let's actually talk about music and a mm-hmm. little bit about your background, because despite being in California and, mm-hmm. and mentioning that LA was overwhelming for you, you actually come from a place that is overwhelming for many, New York.
Yeah, New York City. It's funny, I find LA more overwhelming than New York, because just because I guess I grew up in New York and the rhythm of New York City I understand very well. And so, born and raised in New York City. I moved to LA when I was 14.
You grew up in a family that was connected to the entertainment world. Your dad mm-hmm. sang on Broadway.
Yep. Yeah, my dad was in They Get Your Gun on Broadway. He played Chief Sitting Bull when I was in kindergarten. And before that, he was in Macbeth and was always acting when I was a kid. And he got us into musical theater, which is kind of where my love of the arts started, was in musical theater. And it was cool to kind of grow up in the... you know, the backstages of Broadway theaters and get to see people living out the dreams that I was formulating at the time, you know.
Do you still have interest in the acting part of that kind of stage performance, or just music?
I go through a little bit like these phases back and forth with my relationship with acting, because, you know, I grew up acting. Acting was like a huge part of my life. I always thought I was going to be an actress like throughout high school. And then I went through this phase of like kind of when I found music and realized how much more I loved music and how acting was such a source of stress for me, and this feeling of a lot of rejection of like not getting the roles and feeling like there weren't that many roles for, you know, girls and women of color, and feeling like nothing really represented who I was in any role that I would audition for. And it was just like a real feeling of, I don't know, it was kind of like a source of insecurity, acting for me. And then finding music, which was incredibly empowering, I kind of left behind acting and like never looked back. But now that I'm kind of, it's been like 10 years since I stopped acting really, I feel a little bit more like, hey, like, you know, I wouldn't mind if there was a part that I had to play guitar and sing. And I still go out for roles sometimes, and if it's the right thing, I think I would be down, especially with theater. If I was singing, I would really love it.
Was there a specific moment that the light came on for you to shine on music as the path that you were going to focus on?
It was weird, because the light kind of kept on flickering like my whole life. And it took a while for me to really wake up to it. Music has always been my thing, like always. Like I was always the girl with the headphones on, listening to music at all times of day, always like writing poetry. I just loved songwriters. I loved songs, but I was really just like a hardcore fan for most of my life. And then I started playing guitar when I was 12 to impress like this kid in my class who would play guitar. And I was like, I have a huge crush on this guy. Maybe if I play guitar, he'll like me. And then that kind of started that. And
did it work?
You know, it did. It totally did. We're still friends to this day. It's kind of cute. But yeah, and so I just never really wrote songs until high school. And then in high school, I wrote a couple songs. And then I didn't go to college because I wanted to be an artist or an actor. I didn't really know what I wanted exactly. And I had really terrible insomnia after high school when I, you know, was just waiting tables and trying to figure out what the hell I wanted to do with my life. And then when I couldn't sleep, I would write songs. And that first year out of high school, like age 18 to 19, I wrote like 20 songs and then started performing. And the light switch like totally came on at my first real gig, which was at the House of Blues restaurant stage. I was on stage and just playing like the first song. And I had this like crazy kind of like, I felt like I was on drugs feeling of like my whole body like got tingly. And I was like, this is what I was born to do. This is overwhelming. Like this, I will never stop doing this. Like this is the high that I will continue to chase every day of my life. And that was in 2012. So,
well, you're there. I'm here. We've got radio listeners all over the place. So I don't know if it's going to replicate the kind of tingles that you had at House of Blues.
It's happening. Yeah.
But what do you want to play for us first?
So this first song is called Fight Like a Girl. And it's a song that I wrote very much about empowering women of color and honoring the women of color who've come before me and paved the way to speak up and have our voices and to have, you know, equal opportunities and equal rights. And this song I wrote around the time that I met Deb Haaland, who is now, you know, Joe Biden's pick for the Secretary of Interior. And so it's a very exciting moment. And so I dedicate this song to her today.
Fantastic. This is Ray Zaragoza on JPR Live Sessions.
Grandma Nature, Mother Moon, show me what to do. They are taking our rights away, policing our bodies. Easy, easy we go. It's repeating on and on. Take me to the water, take me to the snow, where all the souls of our mothers had to go. Take me to the street sides, teach me your battle cries. Take me to the front lines of the war, to fight like a girl. Send me knowledge, send me peace from where you were fighting. Had to go. Take me to the street sides, teach me your battle cries. Take me to the front lines of the war, to fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. Fight like a girl. Like a girl.
That is called Fight Like a Girl. It's from the new album Woman in Color of Ray Zaragoza, who joins me today from California for our JPR Live session from afar. Thanks for playing that.
Yay, thank you. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
You know, early on in a lot of musicians' careers, there is a moment that helps with momentum. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a really fortuitous placement. Maybe it's right. a commercial or a TV yeah. thing. For you, it was a little different. It was mm-hmm. a song called In the River.
Yeah.
Tell me about how it turned into that pivotal moment for you to take the next step forward.
Yeah. In the River was, I think, both a pivotal moment for my music career, but also just for me as a human being and as an adult, a young adult, kind of finding my voice. And at that point, I honestly had thought about quitting music before In the River. Mm. And I was thinking, like, you know, I was getting very frustrated. I'm like, what's the point? Like, I'm just writing songs about my own, you know, boy problems or love songs and all these things. And I just, like, I wasn't really writing songs about the things that I was journaling about, you know, the things that were actually weighing heavily on me day to day, such as, like, racial injustice and the environmental rights and just, you know, indigenous rights and the things that I thought about every day and was journaling about and was researching and was marching in the streets about. I never realized that those things were things I could write songs about. Mm. I was always writing songs about what I thought people wanted to hear. And I thought that was like, oh, you know, I need to be like a kind, sweet girl in a dress on stage singing love songs. That's what people want from someone like me, right? And I was sick of it. And so that's kind of where my headspace was at when I wrote the song. And then, you know, I was watching what was happening at Standing Rock at that time, and a lot of my friends who live up there were telling me what was happening. And this one day I saw this video on Facebook of dogs being released onto water protectors, and I just broke. I just, like, cracked and was like, I need to do something about this. And writing the song was not my thing to do about it. I just kind of, like, was so emotionally, I was so stressed and so sad. And so I kind of wrote the song as a way to kind of express how I was feeling. And then I was like, you know what? Me and my brother, who was like a teenager at the time, we just made a video with facts about what was happening at Standing Rock and recorded the song and uploaded it to Facebook just as a way to spread the word. And really all I was looking to do was to spread the word through my own immediate community, my friends and my family who didn't know what was happening, and you know, my Facebook followers, which was not many people at that time. And I fell asleep that night with my phone, like, at my head, and I woke up and it had been shared, like, I don't know, like 30,000 times and wow. watched, like, hundreds of thousands of times overnight. And people were messaging me all over the world saying that they had no idea what was happening at Standing Rock and that my video informed them. And that was very surreal. And I think that pivotal moment for me was, oh, music has a power of opening minds, even with one girl, one guitar, and her brother, you know, and yeah. it changed a lot. And that's kind of what set me on this path.
So was it in that moment, was it empowering or intimidating to have that kind of a response to this little thing you did and you put up online?
Yeah, it was incredibly intimidating. It was terrifying. Yeah. It was terrifying. I felt like a lot of people were like, oh, like, who commissioned you to do this? Or what, like, publication, or like, what, you know, greater entity, like, organized this? And I was like, oh no, this is like me, like 22-year-old Ray Zaragoza and my little brother with like a camcorder and iMovie. And it was funny because I was like, yeah, no, like, no one, like, told us to do this. Like, we spelled, like, things wrong in the video, like, there were typos. And I was incredibly intimidated, and I felt like this immense responsibility as a voice after that I was terrified of. I didn't really know how to be this voice that people were now looking to me to be, and it was incredibly intimidating.
So fast forward from that moment a couple of years, you mm-hmm. get around to releasing your debut full-length record
yeah.
called Fight For You. You have talked about that moment and that project being kind of your first step toward figuring out who you are and mm-hmm. what story you want to tell and what you want to be known for telling as a performing artist.
Yeah, yeah.
How far along that path do you feel like Fight For You was? Compared to where you are now?
Oh my gosh.
Like a baby step?
I think, yeah, Fight For You was maybe like level like 2, and maybe like maybe Woman in Color is like level 8, and I still have a long way to go. I don't know what level will be. There is no level that will be the end, but I think that that was so, so early. I was still like really reckoning with so much. And, you know, I talk a lot about identity and being a mixed race individual and how so much of my life has been this like denial of who I am and feeling very much like dissociated from a lot of my cultural identity and feeling like ashamed of having a brown body. And my music has been this way of reckoning and coming to terms with those insecurities and turning them into empowerment and turning them into a way to relate to others who may feel the same. And so I think with Fight For You, like I was still crawling, like I was still really trying to figure all that out. And with Woman in Color, it's I feel a lot more like I know now.
Ray Zaragoza is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. This brilliant new record is called Woman in Color. You can find information at rayzaragoza.com. Will you play another song for us?
Sure. This next song is called They Say, and it's a bit about my own frustration with, you know, this feeling like based on your socioeconomic or like racial, you know, group or whatnot, that in this country it's decided of how much you are protected and your accessibility to services and whatnot. And that's something that is incredibly relevant right now during a pandemic. And so, yep, this is They Say.
They say that folk music's for the elite, the wise and the old with a college degree. A $40 ticket and a $15 drink. They say that folk music's for the elite. They say we're living an American dream, and if you work hard, you will make money. If they say that folk music's for the elite, well then who's gonna sing for me? Fine if you stay healthy. If you can't make rent, then just get another job. They say that happiness is for those who work hard. That's one thing that's free. Let's fall in love and not buy anything. I'll build you a house we can sit in the dark. They say that happiness is for those who work hard. If they say that folk music's for the elite, well then who's gonna sing for me? Who's gonna sing for me?
That is Ray Zaragoza playing a song for us from the new album called Woman in Color. She joins me today from California. Let's talk about Woman in Color specifically.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned earlier not wanting to be another girl songwriter that writes about love stuff. Is there even a love song on this album? I don't think there is.
I tried to make it so that there wouldn't be, but Tucker Martine fought for one. We have one. He calls me River. But even He Calls Me River, I don't know how much of a love song it is as much as it is like a love song to Mother Nature. And so, yeah, I guess I kind of gone through this like rebellious few years of like, down with love. I just want to write songs about justice. But, you know, justice and fighting for equality is a love in its own.
Yeah. Now, obviously, we're doing this on the radio, so a lot of folks are not going to have the chance to see you the way I'm able to see you as you're recording this. But you have mentioned your mixed race and your brown skin. If my list is complete, there's indigenous, Mexican, Taiwanese, Japanese, all in your wonderful blend. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. That's it. You got it.
So I think you are the singular artist in that category of singer-songwriter.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, I haven't actually met any other like native Mexican, Taiwanese, Japanese people other than my siblings. So if you're out there, everyone, hit me up. I'm so curious to meet you.
When you got together with Tucker Martine up in Portland, who produced this record, was there an adjustment to the direction of the record? I mean, you said that you guys kind of included one sort of love song, but was there any adjustment for how to put this together into a package that is cohesive?
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, no. Like, I feel, really? Feel like I had this vision and Tucker just like brought it to life and filled in the lines. He just believed so full-heartedly in what I wanted to do and what I wanted to say. And I was like in my head painting with these broad strokes and like had all this, like, how am I going to do this? I don't know. But someone as talented as a producer as Tucker would be able to do it and execute it. So he pretty much just like executed exactly what I had envisioned.
Wow.
And when we first finished the record, I just cried and cried and cried because I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's like your wildest dreams come to life. And so, you know, like, he really just did a great job of just totally taking my vision and just bringing it to life verbatim from my daydreams.
I know this record, at least for a few weeks, was at the top of the folk music charts. So congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
I'm grateful you had time to visit with us. Thanks for doing this.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we went on for 7 weeks at number one.
Fantastic.
Pretty cool. So grateful.
Ray Zaragoza is my guest on JPR Live Sessions. The new record is called Woman in Color. It's out on her own label called Rebel River Records. RayZaragoza.com is the website. I would love to hear one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with?
Yes. Absolutely. So this last tune is featured in the film I worked on called Gather, and this is Warrior. It's a song about bravery and finding your resiliency in difficult times.
Spent my summer in a van, St. Augustine to Michigan. Held my breath, said a prayer. All those people waiting there. I've been searching so long. It lived in me all along. Tears, thanking grace for bringing us all here. It ain't lonely on the road. I've been searching so long. It lived in me all along. Burn me in the desert and drown me in the rain. Throw me to the thunder, push me out of the plane. I don't feel afraid anymore. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I'm a I don't feel afraid anymore. I'm a warrior.
That one is called Warrior. Ray Zaragoza is playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. Her new record is called Woman in Color. RayZaragoza.com is her website. Ray, thanks again for doing this.
Thank you so much for having me.